Hello, Africa. This is Let's Talk, where we take a lighthearted look at everyday life, the day-to-day issues you care about. I'm your host, Sunday Shomari. Tonight, arranged marriages.
I used to think like that.
Oh,
like,
really?
But I changed my mind.
When did you change that mind? Okay, this is a type of marital union where the bride and groom are selected by individuals other than the couple themselves, particularly by family members, such as the parents, or in some cultures, professional matchmaker. However, is this the way to go? Do we need to have someone to arrange our marriages? Does it help us in any way, shape, or form? Or is not the way to go? Well, tonight, we'll discuss this, of course, in our usual light-hearted manner. So please stay tuned. On the beach in Hawaii. And now it's time to welcome to our show my colleagues in the house, all the way from the Hausa service, the one and only Zahra Fage. Welcome back to the show, Zahra.
Thank you so much, Sunday.
Sure.
So nice to be back.
Thank you. You're welcome all the time. And also the one and only from the house of service, Solomon Abu. Welcome back, Solomon.
Thank you.
All right, Solomon, let's do it tonight. In this edition, we'll be discussing arranged marriages. Okay, here's what I want to know. Arranged marriages, as they say, is a system that is very common in some parts of Africa and also some communities like Muslim communities. But is this the best way to do it? I spoke to Bridget Biney all the way from Ghana and I wanted to know her take.
When it comes to such, the arranged marriages, some are strategic. When we say strategic arranged marriages,
yeah,
they are based on certain conditions.
Okay.
Yes. It could be inheritance. It could be wealth. It could be business. And then it could, another factors. Even health, the health status of people.
Right.
You know. So let me say, it's what we call, sometimes people call it what, marriage of convenience or contracted marriages.
Mm-hmm.
That is how, you know.
That's how it happens.
That's how it happens.
Okay.
I've never been married, actually.
Okay.
Okay, so I don't know how it is, but I've had friends in Ghana who have, you know, one way or the other been involved in such, you know, marriages.
Okay.
It's something that was, you know, previously was, you know, your parents will meet you, you know, this my child, you know, marry her so that we keep the family inheritance or whatever it is in the family. It could be wealth or something. Most of the time, royalty or something.
Right.
Huh.
Okay.
So it transcends. And even in Ghana, we use, like, royalty. Maybe my father's, I come from this royal home, and we are allowed to marry from this particular, you know, this particular family.
Right.
You know, so maybe tribe A. We usually go for tribe B and marry them. So all of these, there are several, forms with this particular kind of marriage, if you ask me.
Okay. Yes. Now, can you say that
people marry for business.
Sure. Are you going to say that you think these arranged marriages that you see, are they becoming more successful?
That's a tough question. But
okay.
Because these days, if you go and look for, people are now comparing previous marriages where it's arranged that you have a daughter, you two come together and marry,
right?
And they say those marriages lasted
for a long time,
longer than what we go in and choose for a long time. That we the millennials,
you see divorce every day, my friend.
Our spouses and. And we go and choose our partners and then it doesn't work.
Yeah.
So it depends. I for me, every marriage should be arranged.
Wow.
You see, you can't just marry. You have to marry based on something.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
right.
Maybe I marry you because you are influential. If I marry you, I'm connected to you in some way. You know, though people will not tell you that it's arranged. But maybe I marry you and you are called Shomari. Mm. And if I marry you, we are friends and all that. When I mention my name somewhere, you know, people will know that, yeah, you're connected to Sunday. Mm. But maybe I can tell you privately and say that, oh, I married Sunday because of business.
Thank you, Bridget Biney from Accra, Ghana. Tonight, let's talk. We're discussing arranged marriages.
And also, some scholars have said these marriages are pragmatic and they are very successful. Is this true? And if so, why? Let me ask you, first of all, Zahra, Fagi Zahra, you've been experiencing a story around this kind of marriages. Tell me about your experience, your personal experience when it comes to arranged marriages.
You know, Sunday, mm-hmm. there is nothing wrong with arranged marriage.
Okay.
In fact, in Islam, arranged marriage are allowed and promoted.
Okay.
But as long as it is accepted by both parties.
Okay. Yeah. There you go. So there has to be a clause here that you have to follow.
One
both
of the
us are happy about it.
One of the condition of marriage
yes.
in Islam is both the side, like the groom and the bride, has to accept, to accept the marriage.
Okay.
Yes.
So you cannot be a father coming and say, you know what, Zahra, I have a boyfriend for you, and this boyfriend is going to be your husband, whether you like it or not.
No.
Go for it.
Arranged marriage.
Not like that.
First marriage. That's not arranged. That's first marriage.
That's the first marriage.
Yeah,
exactly.
And first marriage in Islam
is
prohibited.
Not
yeah, okay. It's not allowed.
All right. Very well said. But also, with your experience, have you ever thought about having an arranged marriage for yourself? Tell me your experience.
Of course, definitely.
Wow. Why is that?
Yeah. In fact, like, because I believe my parents cannot choose anything that will be bad for me.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
So, in fact, I even asked my dad that I want him to find someone for me to marry.
Can you imagine that? So, I mean, for a father, maybe it's a pride. But what did your father say?
He said no.
Oh, my goodness.
Definitely no. Because he wants me to marry who I like, who I love, who I got to know, not just anybody.
Okay. Interesting. Yeah. And father said no. You gave him the opportunity.
Yeah.
But father refused. Yeah. Now, I want to know, and this is very interesting, why in the world did you, Zahra, decide to ask your father? But that one is for later. Let me ask first Solomon. Solomon!
Yes, sir.
What is your take, man? Do you think this arranged marriage is a very good thing, or what is it?
I think it depends. I mean, I think it depends. I think our society is changing so fast. So, like, what in the past it's supposed to be called arranged marriage, where like my parents would see a lady or my father would say, oh, there's this young woman around. I think she's hardworking and, she, you know, I would prefer.
Right.
It's changed to a different dimension where we have like online dating sites where like it is literally arranged, but you put preferences in that. So like, let's say you go to match.com and I'll say, oh, I want a woman who makes this amount of money, who has a degree, who's like, so that is arranged marriage. Literally.
Oh, yeah. Just that, like, as we say, some culture is professionally arranged.
It's just that like, it's just like for this one, there's an assortment of like, you know, a variety where you get more. But, you know, like you said, it depends on an individual.
Yeah,
like I'm not into, like, I'm not really good into this, like, online dating thing.
Okay.
I like to meet a person and make a move. Like, you know, I think I'm a like, I want to see the person.
Like a lion in the jungle.
Make a move.
Going in yourself and
like,
doing,
you know,
the move, and you want to feel
that
move, you know?
I guess I'm a little old school, but, you know, like, what I mean, like, I mean, but I know standing. I think both of them has, like, and like, either you want your marriage to be arranged or you making a decision yourself to say, I want to choose who I want. They all have their merits and demerits, and that depends on an individual preference.
That's for
sure.
I
know people who have married from, like, you know, who were, like, married because their parents made a decision for them, and they're happy, and they have so much success in marriage. Ultimately, I think the philosophy is that, for me, marriage is like a decision you make, right? You can decide and say, I want to marry this person and I'm going to love them, come what may, right? That way, you go in with a mindset that, I'm going to make this work.
Yeah, and at the end of the day, you don't blame nobody
yes,
but
because,
yourself.
Because,
right?
because like Zara mentioned earlier, you you have no idea. Like, you can stay with someone for 50 years.
Exactly. And you don't know them person. Well.
Like, mm-hmm. And here's a story, like my professor said, right? Mm-hmm. He's married for 50 years, right? He goes to this Catholic church.
Okay.
And apparently, he doesn't believe in the things they do.
Oh, really?
He told us in class that, oh, you know, I've been following my wife just to make her happy for 50 years.
My goodness. Can you imagine?
So can you imagine, like, you know,
that's marriage.
That's marriage. Like, you with someone, and like all this while, I'm sure the wife would think that, oh, like my husband is a Catholic, but he was telling us in class, like, you know, I just go there to make my wife happy.
That's marriage. My dad and my mom have been married for like almost 40 years now.
Wow.
And my dad, he's an introvert. He doesn't like to talk. He doesn't like people, company, anything. But my mom, she can talk for the world.
She's an extrovert.
Yeah,
two different people,
she
right?
She likes company. She likes gathering people, entertaining people, and he doesn't like it. Mm. But I have seen it growing up.
Right.
He help her even do it just to make her happy.
Mm.
Yeah.
It doesn't mean he likes to be with people. He likes talking to everybody. No, but just to make his wife happy.
He cannot even talk for more than 10 minutes.
Wow.
He will complain like, I'll start having headache right now.
Oh my goodness.
But for my mom, he does like so many things.
Wow. Yeah. That's interesting. But hold it right there. I know someone want to add something here, but give me 1 minute. Arranged marriage is the topic tonight. So many interesting views and so many differences and questions. For those of you just joining us, this is Let's Talk, a program of the Voice of America's Africa Service. This is Let's Talk, where we take a lighthearted look at everyday issues of importance to you. I'm your host, Sandy Shamari, with Zahra and Solomon right now discussing arranged marriages. Now, there's a little service here. According to this particular service I'm going to mention, a 2012 study by Statistic Brain, it says that the global divorce rate for arranged marriage at that time was 6%. Okay? This is a very low number, right? And this is compared to 55% of all the marriages that have been looking around the world. So, does this mean that arranged marriages are very successful compared to none? Especially looking at the divorce rate around here. So, I want to go back to my sister, Zlahara. Why in the world did you really thought that this is arranged marriage would be better for me rather than just, you know, looking for somebody? Or whoever is talking to you. Were people scared of you? Once I want to know. Did you have any people coming to you? Or what was going on until you said, no, I got to have my father involved here?
Yeah, I think
mm-hmm.
people need to understand there is difference between arranged marriage and forced marriage.
Right.
Yes. Arranged marriage, both parties has to be okay with it.
Exactly.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And like, for example, like me, I believe my dad cannot bring anybody that can be bad for me.
Right.
So I think believing in that makes you want to give that marriage a chance, makes you want to grow with that, makes you want to live happy, makes you have that belief in your mind that this marriage is a good thing for you, and you accept it.
I know.
You
and when you mentioned that, when you mentioned that, Solomon,
but
I reminded
marriage,
by her,
like forced, you don't like it,
and someone is forcing
forced.
To do it. Yes. And when you say that, you know, remind me of something.
Yeah.
Like my own daughter, Solomon. You know, I mean, we have connection. And everything she comes to me to ask, everything I have an answer for her. And she believes me in every little thing I do.
Yes.
She's very young right now, but I don't know if she grows up, it's going to be the same thing.
In her middle school, but she'll get a
boyfriend. Hold up. I'm thinking of the same that Zara thinking. Maybe if she comes to me one day and say, hey, can you find somebody? That would be an honor. But hey, who knows? But my interest, like someone said, tell us, did you have people coming to you? And what was the problem?
Hundreds and hundreds of people.
They're always guys come to ladies.
Yes,
okay, so what was it with you?
I think at that time, I don't believe that I can find someone good for myself.
Okay.
I believe only my dad can do that.
Okay. So you didn't trust any guy coming to you?
I don't.
That's the problem. But finally, you did anyway, right? To make it sure to everybody else was listening.
I did
by yourself.
Yes, I did. And I got married and I'm happily married
today.
For 10 years now.
Wow. Tell me that about that. Congrats.
Amazing.
Congrats. And that's an amazing story. Solomon, here you had that story.
I mean, I
do you think that happens a lot to men? Because maybe some ladies don't believe in us from our experiences of what happens with men? What do you think happens here?
I mean, first of all, I just want to put like the data you had in context.
Okay.
Saying that, like, you know, there's been an incremental divorce rate, you know, when people start making choices. But the fact is, like, we live in different times, and the statistics compared to now is different. Now, yeah, like, the world is, like, more people than before. Mm-hmm. And so, like, in terms of percentages, maybe that would make sense.
Okay.
So I think every marriage, like she mentioned, like, it involves work. Like, before you make a decision, you have to decide, like, I want to make this work or not, right?
Right.
So either the marriage is arranged or you have to make the decision, or, like, you know, yourself, you still have to make the move.
Exactly.
And I want to make this
you
work.
You got to make that move.
So that is, right. Because the New York Times actually did a story recently about, like, marriages, and it looks like this generation is not doing bad at all compared to, like, the previous generation. So, like, you know, there are a lot of, like, conflicting data out there. Because now people have more options. Like, there's just so many platforms to find it, like,
and you have and you have this group of people, like men and women, who don't even want to get married.
They
just want to stay single.
They just want to.
They're very happy about it.
I used to think like that.
Oh, really?
But I changed my mind.
When did you change that mind?
I kind of like my space sometimes.
Okay. Why do you think this is happening?
But you know, you can still be married and have your own space.
Exactly. Who doesn't have their space, you think?
Yeah, I hope so.
He didn't know about it. That's the problem. Yeah. But anyway, I'm going to come to you, Solomon, with a question. But before I come to you, I want to know about this very important task of men and women getting together and still nothing happens until some intervention. Somebody asks, I need some help, and parents come in, family come in and propose. So
I spoke to Monica Esparza from New York, and I wanted to know why these arranged marriages are reported to last much longer.
Well, do they last because of it's an expectation? You know, do they last because it's the law?
Okay.
Because there is no experimentation of anything else?
Okay.
Is that reason why maybe it lasts?
Yeah.
Or is, it's just an expectation?
Mm-hmm.
Or is there, and then, you know, what are the roles between the males and the females within the particular society that we're discussing?
Right.
So
it depends.
I still think it depends. I think I just want to be very open about, you know, what is the root cause and, you know, what's the overall picture before I would, promote one over the other.
We can't just base on the success rate of divorce between these two types of marriages, right?
I don't think so.
You shouldn't take that.
No, because even if you think about it, say, for example, in America, maybe 25 years ago, the divorce rate was very low.
Mm-hmm.
There were a lot of societal factors. I mean, specifically, for example, within the African-American family, there was a lot of societal factors that contributed to the divorce rate being low.
Okay.
But now, you know, it's a different story.
Right.
And so, you know, I always think that, you know, everything is within context.
Okay.
I'm that kind of person.
I hear you very well on that. But what do you think about this particular notion itself with our generation right now? Growing up in Africa, for me, I've seen some ladies, like the one in northern Nigeria, one mentioned actually in this show that she was so comfortable asking her father to find somebody for her. And I was like, really?
Mm-hmm.
I said, no, because I couldn't trust anybody but my father. So,
well, yeah, and you know, and that's very important. The trust factor. Who is it and what's available? You know, who are you going to get married to, first of all, and then what's available? And when you ask me that question, some of the things that I think about is the high incarceration rate of African-American males here today. And so, you know, how does that drive the family? Why is there so many single parenting going on? We know that that's not very healthy for the community. So in that instance, you know, is, you know, more than one woman in a family, that seems like it might be a very viable possibility. Mm. And then also, as the woman that you spoke to, you know, you don't know everybody. The communities are not as cohesive as they once were. You don't know.
Exactly. Because back then, I remember maybe when you grew up, though, mm-hmm. it's in a different world, but really, you guys were like community. You know everybody, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. Now it's like, okay, exactly. Who is this guy?
Exactly. Very different than it was before. So we have to be careful, you know, yeah. especially for a woman. Mm-hmm. You have to be careful what you're getting into. And you're right, your brothers.
I spoke to Monica Esparza from New York, and I wanted to know why these arranged marriages are reported to last much longer.
Yeah.
And so in that instance, like I said, I would absolutely trust, right. you know, you should include other people, I think, in the in the union.
The whole process exactly. together to know exactly what you're getting yourself into.
Exactly.
Thank you, Monica Esparza from New York. Tonight, let's talk. We're discussing arranged marriages.
So, if Solomon, you were talking about this before, you thought at some point you don't need it. And also, my sister said, Zahra, she was in a position where she couldn't trust anybody but her father. Situations like Zahra happens. Is it men to blame here?
No, I think like from like my little scanty experience,
okay.
I can say that men okay. Wired differently than women. Like, you know, we have like a different way of
approaching
things. Women have also different ways of it. Women are more calculated, they want things. And women also develop faster than men.
Oh, yes,
so
they do.
So it means that like when you marry, like you are dating someone the same age, she's thinking way ahead of the curve, and she's asking
very
questions,
so.
What is going to happen? You just want to be in the moment.
Right.
So those disparities are very important to point out.
Yes.
Right? But I don't think that we can actually blame anybody for like for this whatever happens in terms of relationship. It's a mutual decision that people make.
And okay, it's a mutual decision, which is very important. But don't you also think the difference is Middle Eastern world? Mm-hmm. These arranged marriages happen a lot, and there's a lot of success in that.
Yes, but
compared to what you see in other places
but listen, the thing
where
is,
there's a big rate of divorce. Now, do you think this is working for some reason?
No, I mean, I think you also have to put things in context. Like, because, like, some people are, like, wired that way. Like, if you raise some way, you automatically are, like, willing to accept some things. There are some people who will rebel. Like, you know, like there's been cases in Saudi Arabia where, like, some women are trying to run away, like,
right.
you know, leaving because they want to have their independence. They want to be, like, just choose, right? So people have different experiences. Like, there are people who also raised that way. Like, I mean, I was raised this way. I want to be like that, right? So it depends on the experiences and how we are exposed to other perspectives across the world as well. So that's why it's difficult for someone to say, like, that this is good or this is bad, because the true authenticity of what is important or what is good is determined by the parties involved, not from someone else looking. Because why people married in the past, like, in that way, was because parents want to make sure that you're marrying someone. As far as I know, like, in Ghana, like, you know, the cases of, like, want to make sure you're marrying into a family that has no, like, communicable diseases, that do not have, like, you know, like, mental health issues. But now there's more advancement in medicine. Like, you know, all those things can be overlooked. Like, and there's also a lot of, like, stereotype and misconception about people.
Yeah.
And I think the world is changing. There's so much enlightenment. There's, like, technological advancement. So we are overlooking these things. Some of them, too, in the past, used to be on tribal lines.
Oh, yeah. I remember
lines.
There are some tribes in our country. They said, no way, you cannot marry someone outside of
that.
Your tribe.
Like,
yeah.
I mean,
thank you, Monica Esparza from New York.
Like that. Like,
let's talk. We are discussing
whoever I want to marry. But I have friends.
Marriages.
Like, I have friends right now, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like who is having a problem to make a decision because the mother is insistent on him marrying someone from a specific tribe.
See?
And the guy is struggling with it because he cannot figure that out. Like, you know, like, he's like, I need to make my mom happy. I'm the only son. And also, I want to make a decision for myself.
And not only that, I have someone I know also who's complaining that whoever she dates, parents have to acknowledge and have to say, we are happy about this guy. And everybody comes in, the family is not approving. So you see?
No, but
she's like, I'm going to stay single for a very long time.
I mean,
time,
but the thing is,
I don't want to make my parents upset.
No, there's
like
also been instances where parents have disapproved. Parents can be wrong, you know? I mean, don't get me wrong. Parents can be wrong sometimes. And I mean, like, they are like, I think parents have like a, like have eyes like eagles. They could see beyond what we could see as like right. children. Mm-hmm. But parents can be wrong. There have been instances where parents say, this won't work. And like, I mean, maybe like I've been in college, the ladies helped me so much, paid for my bills. Like I know who she is, right? And right. I bring her home and my family is like, well, you can't marry this person because she's from this tribe. Mm-hmm. Are mm-hmm. you kidding me? Like, like you understand what I'm saying? Yeah. So parents can be wrong.
Of course they can you know, be wrong so, because they are human.
Exactly. Yeah, so, exactly. So like it's by case basis. Like, you know, someone say you can marry this, you can marry this. Like my friend like found someone who's like Asian. He seems to like Asian women. The mother is like not no into way. That. Like, you know, so can you imagine? So it's extremely
it's very
complex.
Frustrating for and, people to make to go I mean, through I, it. Well, you're tuned to Let's Talk, a program of the Voice of America's Africa Service. It comes to you Mondays at 17 hours, 30 Universal Time, right here on the Africa Service of the Voice of America. We will be back. Yeah. Ah! You are good!
My bank alerts na bagam, my checking on the bank. My mansion on na badam, baby take a look around. My bank alerts na bagam, my checking on the bank. My mansion on na badam, make you take a look around.
Welcome back. And that's it for our show tonight, where we lightheartedly explored arranged marriages. A very big thank you to all those who participated on the show. And in studio, I want to thank you so much, very much, Zahara Fage, giving us your precious time. Thank you so much for being here.
You're welcome.
Alrighty, and also, one and only, the big man himself, Solomon Abo. Thank you so much for your time.
You're welcome, sir.
Anytime, Solomon. And please send in your comments and experiences. Our email address is letstalk@voanews.com. You can also call us here at 202-205-9942. The U.S. country code is 1. Thanks for tuning in. Join us again next Monday at 17:30 UTC for another exciting edition of Let's Talk. Our topic next week will be wedding. Should family and friends contribute? Don't forget to tune in Tuesdays for another discussion program. Health check. Host Lino Badu and her guest physician discuss a health issue of interest to you. That's Health Check, Tuesdays at 17:30 UTC, right here on the Africa Service of the Voice of America. From Washington, this is Sunday Shomari. See you next Monday. Ciao.
Voice of America's news, talk, and music programs are now at the tip of your fingers. Find everything at www.voaafrica.com. Listen to VOA's program lineup, live, anytime, day or night. Pick out your favorite shows and listen anytime you want. Download our podcasts. Check VOA Mobile from your cell phone. Subscribe to VOA Newsfeed. VOANews.com.